Good morning. Welcome to Diros Technology's third quarter 2018 earnings conference call. Joining us for today's call are Diros' Chairman and CEO, Gianni Arcari, CFO, Adrian Goldfarb, and CTO, David Ponomar. Following their remarks, we will open up the call for questions. Before we conclude today's call, I will provide the necessary cautions regarding the forward-looking statements made by management during this call. Now, I'd like to turn the call over to Diros Chairman and CEO, Gianni Arcari. Sir, please proceed.
Thank you very much, Ian. Welcome everyone, and thank you for joining us. Yesterday morning, we issued a press release announcing our financial results for the third quarter ended September 30 and other highlights. A copy of the press release is available in the investor relations section of our website. Now, before we begin with the discussion of our results, I'd like to take a few minutes, as we always do, to provide a brief overview of who we are and what we do, particularly for those of you who may be less familiar with our company. At Diros, we provide advanced intelligent security analytical technology solutions. In simple terms, we create custom, flexible, and highly sophisticated technology solutions for our wide range of customers. We focus on improving their business processes to ultimately provide a measurable return on their investment. To that end, we have and continue to develop a broad range of proprietary state-of-the-art and patented technologies, which we typically deploy as turnkey systems. These advanced tools include machine learning and other forms of artificial intelligence, as well as advanced video analytics, which we deliver through a combination of our image capture portals, back-end middleware, and customer-facing software platforms branded as Presidium and Centrico. Our key focus is on mission-critical security, inspection, and operations, and our target markets are in the rail transportation, retail distribution, as well as in the critical infrastructure security and the law enforcement sectors. We estimate that the total addressable market opportunity in our combined core target markets exceeds $100 billion. In addition to our strength in technology development, one major differentiator is that our technologies do not require a change in our customers' business practices or processes. A significant aspect of our core platforms is the adaptability to various verticals requiring very little adjustments to our core code. Our diversified long-term market strategy is designed to significantly minimize cyclical market segment vulnerabilities. With that overview now complete, I'd like to provide a brief summary of our results. Simply put, we believe Q3 was a phenomenal quarter for us. We delivered yet another record financial performance and continued to make significant operational progress in our long-term growth plan. Most notably, we grew total revenues 388% to a record $5.1 million for the quarter and improved gross profit by more than 500%. Over the prior year, both of which contributed to our first profitable quarter since significantly altering the focus of our business. Combined with our efforts last quarter, which included the opening of our new engineering operations facility that is now up and running, as well as the addition of several key executives to our management team, we now have the tools and the talent to take our success to new heights. As a next step in that process, during the third quarter, we successfully completed a number of major deliverables and finalized a few key developments, which I plan to highlight later in our presentation. While we are, of course, focused on generating and accelerating new business, we have remained dedicated to providing superior quality in our products, as evidenced in some of our recent announcements. However, before I go any further into these highlights and updates, I'm going to turn the call over to our CFO, Adrian Goldfarb, who will walk us through the financial results for the third quarter. After Adrian's presentation, I will further discuss our recent progress during the quarter before finishing with a brief update on our outlook for the remainder of the year and for 2019. Adrian.
Thank you, Johnny. Before getting into my discussion of the third quarter's results, I would like to remind listeners of certain changes that have been implemented in our financial reporting. The Financial Accounting Standards Board, or FASB, gives guidance to issuers for reporting financial results through Accounting Standards Codifications, or ASC. As I have mentioned on previous calls, our company adopted ASC 606, covering revenue recognition from contracts with customers, in the first quarter of 2018. Specifically, where previously we reported revenues on a percentage completion basis, we have refined and adjusted our reporting to conform with the new standard using the input method, which recognizes revenue based on costs incurred until delivery to the customer. As also stated in previous calls, we believe that this would have a minimal impact on our reported revenues for 2018, and I'm pleased to report that for this quarter and for the first 9 months of the year, our results are directly comparable to equivalent periods in 2017. I would like to stress that our financial reporting continues to give an accurate reflection of the overall performance of the business. Now, turning to our financial results for the third quarter ended September 30, 2018. Total revenue increased 388% to a record $5.1 million from $1 million for the same period in the prior year. The significant increase in total revenue was driven by an increase in project revenues and maintenance and technical support, but was offset by a decrease in asset management services revenues. The increase in project revenue is a result of our ongoing introduction of new offerings, including intelligent analytics and machine learning, and transition from traditional legacy security-centric offerings. Gross profit increased 501% to $2.3 million, or 46% of total revenue, compared to $387,000, or 37% of total revenue, in Q3 of last year. Although earlier quarters were impacted by certain accounting changes related to the implementation of ASC 606, this quarter and the associated nine-month period are directly comparable to equivalent periods in 2017. We do not anticipate these prior variances will be a factor going forward when comparing equivalent periods. Turning to our costs, operating expenses increased 44% to $1.7 million from $1.2 million in Q3 of last year. The increase in operating expenses was mainly due to an increase in resources related to the significant increase in revenues for the period, as I just mentioned. Selling and marketing, as well as R&D, both increased in line with our investment in resources to grow the business. The increase in full-time and contract labor was higher during the period due to an increase in number of employees and additional contract expenses related to the overall significant increase in revenues. From a profitability standpoint, I'm encouraged to report that we had positive GAAP net income in the quarter, totaling $633,000, or 2 cents per share on a fully diluted basis. This is an improvement from a net loss of $125,000, or a loss of 7 cents per diluted share, in the third quarter of 2017. The improvement in net income was primarily attributable to the overall increase in revenues mentioned previously. Let's now discuss the balance sheet. As of September 30, 2018, we had $1.6 million in cash, cash equivalents, as well as net receivables of approximately $1.4 million, which we expect payment within the next 30 to 45 days. As I mentioned on our previous call, we expect that our capital raise late last year gives us sufficient runway to execute on our business plan in 2018. And we do not expect to need to raise funds for our current operations in the foreseeable future. We remain comfortable with our financial position and anticipate continuing improvements in our balance sheet through the remainder of the year and beyond. In addition to our stable cash position, we now have positive working capital and shareholders' equity. And finally, shifting gears to our outlook for the fiscal year ending December 31, 2018. Based on our financial performance to date, along with our current pipeline of business, we are again raising our revenue guidance by another 9%. We now expect total revenue to be $11 million, which would represent a 183% increase from $3.9 million reported in 2017. It's worth mentioning that our guidance is based on already recognized revenues, as well as numerous contracts in backlog that are already performing and scheduled to be executed before the end of this year. We are currently reviewing our backlog for 2019, and Gianni will address our initial outlook going forward. This completes my financial summary. I'd now like to turn the call back over to Gianni for additional insights into our recent operational progress, as well as our outlook for the remainder of 2018. Gianni.
Thank you, Adrian. Building on my earlier remarks, 2018 has been the beginning of what we anticipate will be a transformative period for our company. With our performance for Q2 and now Q3, we have established significant growth momentum that we plan to build on through the balance of this year and for the foreseeable future. For the purpose of today's call, my remarks will be limited to recent updates so that we can get right to questions and answers. First, I'd like to expand on a few key wins from the third quarter and more recently. As you may have seen, in September, we were awarded a software license and application model agreement from a leading North American Class 1 transportation and logistics company. Under the terms of that agreement, Duos will be developing enhanced inspection algorithms which cover the development and licensing of 17 artificial intelligence-based detection algorithm models. More specifically, this agreement allows rail operators working for this customer to deploy our sophisticated algorithms to optimize and automate a lot of what is currently done manually. Once in use, we expect these algorithms to force multiply and streamline their overall inspection process. Our technology will enable rail operators to increase the speed and accuracy by which potential mechanical defects can be identified as well as corrected. All algorithms we will develop are adapted to multiple customers without requiring any code modification. For Duos, this project will enable us to further demonstrate how significantly our automated inspection strategies can impact rail operations in general, and in particular, the safety and efficiency of traditional mechanical inspection practices. Additionally, at the end of October, we awarded a contract for the installation of our procedural and central systems from a regional bank with a national footprint. When completed, Duos will provide comprehensive security solutions at 14 of the bank's sites across the United States. Development will include 19 separate projects overall, and carries a total contract value of approximately $1 million. While we are indeed focused intently on winning new business, we are also continuing to devote a significant amount of time and attention on enhancing our current products. To that end, this quarter we made a few announcements that I'd like to highlight here. Earlier this month, we were awarded our 10th patent, which covers our linear speed sensor technology, as we like to call it. On a very basic level, the LSS provides live speed information of rolling stock passing our portal. With an accuracy of 0.01 miles per hour, this LSS information enables the precise stitching of thousands of one single pixel wide image segments into an accurate, high definition panoramic image of an entire train. Without it, images would appear compressed or stretched, reducing the effectiveness of both operator inspection and algorithmic detection of mechanical issues. The LSS has undergone extensive field testing and we believe is an important underlying technology as we continue in the advancement of our AI capabilities. Beyond product enhancements, however, we have continued to build out and enhance our operations on a logistical level as well. As we mentioned last quarter, our new operation center is now up and running. This new 4,400 square foot facility is located just a few minutes from our headquarters and is now home to our expanded engineering and operations staff. The facility also serves as our product research, testing, and demonstration center. On a further positive note, while we are still filling some technical positions, we were able to identify and hire most of the necessary positions, increasing our headcount from approximately 40 in early 2018 to now about 50. With the new facility completed and the majority of the expanded team in place, we have been able to execute all projects to date, and we believe we will now be able to meet the demands of a larger orders we expect to receive. And the increased bandwidth and resources are expected to allow us to continue to develop new technologies that will drive greater, more diversified revenue streams. I'm also pleased to share that we recently created a new division within our organization to focus on artificial intelligence. We expect that future technologies will rely significantly on enhancements provided by artificial intelligence. While our company has already established the capability of delivering machine learning applications, we are still relying on third-party AI platforms to provide certain analytics components. Licensing these self-learning applications is becoming more and more expensive, and such a dependency creates a potential risk of delays in delivery of our solutions. We have already identified a team who are expected to develop the AI platform under the leadership of our CTO, David Panovac. In fact, our Chief Technology Officer, David Panovac, is also online, and he will be able to field some of your questions if you have any technical questions. The division, spearheaded by Mr. Panovac, will operate within our TrueView 360 subsidiary. We are contemplating funding the subsidiary under a separate funding structure, and we expect to share more details with you on our next call. We are very excited about this new venture, which we believe adds significant synergy to all our product offerings. Let's talk a little bit about our outlook. As Adrian mentioned, with our continued success in Q3 and now into the current quarter, we are again in a position to increase our full-year revenue outlook. We now expect to record at least $11 million in revenues for 2018, which will represent a 183% increase over last year. As we have said on previous calls, we like to be conservative when providing guidance, recognizing the importance of executing on the plan we have laid out for ourselves. And just to be sure, the $11 million is based on our current results to date, as well as contracts currently in our backlog that we are already performing, as well as pending purchase orders we expect to receive, which are scheduled to be executed between now and the end of this year. In addition, based on current and pending orders, we are giving preliminary revenue guidance for 2019 of between $14 and $15 million. We will refine that number after the next earnings call. We plan to provide additional details early next year, about the 2019 outlook. To close, we believe Duo is in the best position it's ever been, and we now have the resources, team, and plan in place to build on our initial success and take our operational and financial performance to the next level. Going forward, we believe our future is very bright and the opportunities abundant. We have been executing our strategy to systemically scale our business, which we believe will drive shareholder value over the long term. And with that, we are ready to open the call to your questions. Operator, please provide the appropriate instructions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, your question and answer session will now begin. If you wish to ask a question, please unmute your phone and key star then one on your telephone. If you then decide to withdraw your question, simply key star two. Ladies and gentlemen, just to remind you, if you wish to ask a question, please unmute your phone, key star, then one on your telephone.
Okay.
At this time, this concludes our question and answer session. I would now like to turn the call back over to Mr. Arcani for his closing remarks.
Well, again, thank you very much for participating on this call. And I hope you are equally excited as we are. We are very bullish with our future and hope to see you sometime soon. Thank you very much. Operator, you can complete the call now.
Before we conclude today's call, I would like to provide the U.S.'s safe harbor statement that includes important cautions regarding forward-looking statements made during this call. This earnings call contains forward-looking statements within the meaning of Private Security Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Forward-looking terminology such as believes, expect, may, will, should, anticipate, plans, and their opposites or similar expressions are intended to identify forward-looking statements. We caution you that these statements are not guarantees of future performance or events and are subject to a number of uncertainties, risks, uncertainties, and other influences, many of which are beyond our control, which may influence the accuracy of statements and the projections upon which the statements are based and could cause U.S. Technologies Group INC's actual results to differ materially from those anticipated by the forward-looking statements. These risks and uncertainties include, but are not limited to, those described in Item 1A in DUS's annual report, Form 10-K, which is expressly incorporated herein by reference, and other factors that may periodically be described in DUS's filing with the SEC. Thank you for joining us today for DUS Technology Group's third quarter 2018 earnings conference call. You may now disconnect.